Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon. The Palestinian Red Crescent reports at least 30 premature babies have been evacuated from Gaza's largest hospital and will be transferred to Egypt. The BBC's Mark Lowen is in Jerusalem.
They have now been moved, we understand, to the southern tip of Gaza, close to Rafah. That obviously was a very delicate operation given the continuing military operations there. Few of them have already died. These are the most vulnerable, born into a war they clearly don't understand. And that will be a tiny bit of solace in this extreme darkness.
Qatar's foreign minister says negotiations continue in the effort to get Hamas to swap hostages in exchange for Palestinians already held in Israeli jails.
We've been focused in the past 4 or 5 weeks now in these negotiations. We tried every way, all possible ways, in order to ensure that civilians are released. And we treat all human beings are the same. Civilians are civilians, whether they are from the Israeli side or the Palestinian side.
OpenAI CEO Sam Altman was fired on Friday. Now the board is having second thoughts. Altman said to be mulling a return. Facebook parent company Meta is reportedly pulling funding from a team overseeing artificial intelligence. CBS tech contributor Ian Schur.
One of the key questions a lot of people have had about artificial intelligence is how to ensure these companies that are profit-driven are building these new AIs responsibly. This team that Facebook reportedly broke up was focused on making sure that AI innovations were done responsibly.
Travelers, beware.
Starting on Monday, widespread heavy rains from the lower Mississippi Valley all the way into the mid-Mississippi Valley, Ohio Valley region. And that heavy rain pushes eastward on Tuesday across most of the eastern United States.
That's forecaster Bob Orovic. Extreme weather in Brazil takes its toll on a Taylor Swift concert.
Taylor Swift postponed her Saturday show in Rio de Janeiro due to extreme heat. It's after a fan died at her first Eras Tour concert in Brazil the previous night. On Instagram, the pop star wrote that she was writing from her dressing room, deciding to postpone due to the heat. There's also a video online showing Swift having trouble breathing Friday night after singing Bejeweled. Parts of the country hit 137 degrees earlier this week. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Music mogul Sean Diddy Combs has reached a settlement with singer and model Cassie, who just one day prior accused him of rape, sex trafficking, and physical abuse. Combs reportedly wanted to settle the matter but did not admit any guilt. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
For the ones who get it done.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Scientists are working on a super reflective ultra white paint. Could be a tool in the fight against climate change. Suzanne Potter explains.
Researchers at Purdue University are hoping to bring to market a highly reflective paint that bounces heat off the surface, keeping things cooler, which reduces energy consumption. Emily Barber is a PhD candidate at Purdue who is working on the project. She notes that since energy is often produced by burning fossil fuels like natural gas, energy efficiency leads to fewer carbon emissions.
So especially in warmer climates, if we can keep that roof cool, we can keep the building cool, and therefore we don't have to use much HVAC. We can reduce greenhouse gas that way.
The paint, which may be available to consumers as soon as next year, has been shown to keep outdoor surfaces 8 degrees cooler than surrounding temperatures on a sunny day and up to 19 degrees cooler at night. However, Professor Jeremy Munday from UC Davis says the basic issue with global warming is that the Earth is absorbing more energy than it is emitting. So in order to keep up with the pace of humanity's carbon emissions, which cause the Earth to absorb heat, we'd have to put highly emitting white paint on 1 to 2% of the Earth, and that would harm wildlife and alter weather patterns.
CO2 levels are still rising, and so we're going to continue to be trapping more and more heat in. We're going to continue to rise, so we're going to have to keep putting more and more of these emitting surfaces up. And so unless we actually get to the root problem and bring CO2 levels back down. This is definitely not a long-term solution.
I'm Suzanne Potter. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of sunshine, just a few high clouds going into the afternoon. East-southeast winds at a high of 51. We will have a mostly cloudy sky overnight at 33. Monday, cloudy at 46. Rain chances not far behind. They'll enter the picture by day night. It's 24 at our studios.
From Liney Lodge and Carson Park, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown
and all of Wisconsin.
93.5, The Tap.
Hey, we're gonna have a good day.
This is the Empowered Caregiver Show. If you are a caregiver or know someone who is, this show is meant to uplift you through education and support, while also lifting up every caregiver's invaluable role in society. Now, here is the Empowered Caregiver and your host, Liza Helen Brand.
You are listening to the Empowered Caregiver Show, and I am your host, Liza Helen Brand, and I have been waiting for this moment for what feels like forever, and I think it's just been a week. Today, I am joined by Amanda Dyer, a director and producer, and her husband, Tom Dyer, director and cinematographer. Oh, I said that so many times before I got on here. And they are the makers of the documentary Unseen, How We Are Failing Family Caregivers and Why It Matters. Thank you so much, both of you, for being here tonight. You know, I have to take one step back now that I said that. You are married, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
That would have been awkward if that was not true, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Amanda and her brother. No, thank you. So thank you guys so much for being here tonight. So after I watched this video twice and wiped away the tears a little bit, I did do a little Google stalking on YouTube, but don't be worried. I didn't get down to the identity or the social security numbers or anything like that. But what I found was, you guys knew absolutely nothing about caring for someone with a profound disability before you started this project. That just blew my mind because you guys nailed it. I mean, you nailed it. And so to come in with no prior experience, I just couldn't believe it. Could you tell me a little bit about how this documentary came to be?
Yeah. I mean, you said it just right. We had no prior knowledge. We weren't aware of families that were going through things like this. We had kind of set out just to do a creative project together. We both work in the creative field, and we just wanted to do something that was a passion project for us. And we stumbled onto this topic. Amanda happened to see a Facebook post of a friend that turned out to be Jess, who is in the film. She had made a comment about, this is why I've always said there needs to be a documentary about what families like ours are dealing with. And obviously that kind of stuck out to Amanda, and it turned out that we lived 30, 45 minutes from Jess and her family. And so we just met up with them and had a lot of questions. We just didn't know anything about what they were going through or what families like that deal with. And as we started to learn, our jaws just kind of dropped, and it kind of became a research project for us at that point. And it was something that we just couldn't find a lot of other media or information out there that was a personal experience that, you know, that these families are dealing with for people like ourselves that didn't know anything about it. And that was a big motivation for us, was as we were making the film, we were hoping to make it for people like ourselves that just did not know what these families were going through behind closed doors to open other people's eyes like ours were opened.
And that's the best compliment we get, that it's accurate and true and honest. And we owe that completely to all the families that were willing to share their story and just be open, be honest. We tried to make a space where they could do that and give the platform, but it's totally because they were willing to share and really be vulnerable and say things that are sometimes hard to say. So I appreciate you saying that, because that means a lot that we, a lot of caregivers feel like we did get it accurate.
Oh, 100%. And I want to ask this question throughout the interview to give lots of opportunities to track down the documentary. So let's just start by, how can people find it?
Yeah, we're doing a screening right now in honor of National Family Caregivers Month. So if you go to caregiverdoc.com/NOV, like for November, or just caregiverdoc.com, you can find it. You'll see where you can rent the film and watch during the month. And we also made a promo code for your listeners. If you use Empowered, that will get you a discount on the ticket too.
Oh, awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much. And I will be sure to share that on my social media and on Civic Media's social media as well, because everybody should absolutely see this. So the name of the documentary is Unseen: How We Are Failing Family Caregivers and Why It Matters. After the journey of making this documentary, can you tell me who the we is in that title and why you think we are failing family caregivers?
Yeah, that's a good one. I think we is kind of everyone. it's you know, oftentimes family members, friends, it's organizations, it's workplaces, it's our larger government systems and, you know, policies. And that's really what we discovered, is that on so many levels, caregivers are really just being kind of pushed to the side. We heard story after story of people saying, like, even their close friends and family just don't understand. They're not really motivated to try to figure it out, or, you know, they're just kind of like, you guys have something different going on. I'm not really gonna, you know, delve into that, which is heartbreaking for a family that needs support. And then we hear from people at work who lose their job because their companies aren't willing to make some, you know, basic accommodations just for them to be able to keep their job. I mean, of course, we hear countless stories of people who have, you know, there's state programs and benefits that they're entitled to, but they're constantly fighting to get them, or they're there, but they're unfunded. So just that was what was so difficult about working on this project, is it's